Welcome to episode 7, the one about 90-day success. Now, one of the things that people struggle with, particularly when it comes to running their online business, is productivity, and specifically how you manage all the things that you've got going on. Now, in a recent Voxer conversation, one of my members was saying, "Lise, I am so overwhelmed with my to-do list. How do I know what to focus on? How do I know what things to leave behind? How do I make sure that I don't focus on the wrong things?" Basically, overwhelm, right? Like, what do you do? How do you stay productive? All the things. So, one of the things that I have been doing since I've been in business since 2012 is focusing on 90-day planning. Now, I know that you've probably heard this before, but I want to walk you through a bit of my process because I think it will help you start to understand why a 90-day process actually becomes so much easier when it comes to planning and when it comes to figuring out what to focus on and what to ditch. So what I said to my member was, the first thing that you need to just kind of figure out is what makes sense for you in terms of what is it that you want to achieve in the next 90 days? What's kind of like two to three things that would move you forward in your business. And we only choose two to three things because the reality is 90 days is actually a short period of time, but it's enough period of time that allows us to actually move forward. So all of this needs to be kind of mapped out, but you want to build in some flexibility, particularly if you are following your human design type strategy and authority. You want to give space to allow for that to also be the thing that guides you. But for me personally, I am sitting down at the start of a quarter, and generally the last week of the previous quarter is when I do this. And I'm just kind of sitting down and going, okay, what am I focusing on for the next 90 days? Are there any projects that I need to be doing? Do I need to remove something? Do I need to add something? And this is a process where you're now going to look back at what you've been doing. What did the last 90 days look like? What worked? What didn't? Like all of those things. And honestly, this typically takes me a couple of hours. I like to take myself out to a coffee shop to do this, have a really yummy coconut coffee because we're here in Vietnam right now. And I just sort of sit down and go through that process. And by doing that, it then allows me to go, okay, now I can properly map out what that next 90 days is going to look like. The other layer to this is factoring in my daily sales checklist. So in order to make daily sales, I have activities that I know I need to do every single day. So I'll also look at that to see if I need to tweak and refine anything. And then really what my 90-day plan is all about is, are there project things that I need to be focusing on? And then going from there. At the end of the day, 90-day planning allows you to get some quick wins, to stay focused, and to not go chasing shiny object syndrome. So your action step today is pretty simple. It's to sit down and just ask yourself that question. What is it that I'm focused on? What is it that I want to achieve in the next 90 days? Now you can start this 90 days at any time. You don't have to wait for a quarter. You could be in the middle of a quarter right now. It doesn't really matter. I personally just like to use the quarters because it just makes things a little bit easier. I also can then plan for time off, all of those things. So sit down and ask yourself, what worked well in the last 90 days? What didn't? What are my daily cash flow activities? Do I need to tweak and refine any of those things? And then based on that information, what am I focused on for the next 90 days? Now, the key for this to actually work, right? We can do all the planning, which I love doing, but in order for you to actually stick to this, you need to be reviewing it at least once a week. Are you on track? What does that look like? Now, you can set this all up in your favorite productivity tool, whether that's Notion, Trello, ClickUp, whatever that looks like. It's entirely up to you. Now I pretty much just freestyle. I use my Google Calendar, I write things down in my planner, and that's it. I have used Trello in the past, but I am much more flexible. And because I pretty much am doing the same thing every 90 days with a couple of tweaks, and they tend to be minor, I don't need to sit down and map things out in Trello. But a few years ago, where I was building lots of different offers and doing lots of different things, Trello was the thing that helped me the most. Now, if you want access to that 90-day Trello dashboard, you'll find a link in the show notes below. And that's it for today's Simple Success session. We are in the last week of season two, and then we'll have a week break. So I just want you to know that. So if you're ready to take action and set up your own 90-day plan, if you need help with your daily sales ecosystem, with setting any of these components up, and you're just not sure where to start, then I'd love to invite you to check out the feedback loop. It is 30 days of one-on-one coaching via daily feedback and Voxer, and you can email me with whatever it is that you're doing. It's $100, and you can learn more at hustleandgroove.com/feedback. And until next time, remember, simple actions lead to beautiful results.